Anderson, Ellis, and Donley. And also here is Representative Porchot as the sponsor of the only bill on our agenda today until we go into joint session with the House Judiciary Committee. And that's House Bill 22 relating to hazardous physical agents in the workplace. Thank you all for being here. Representative Porchot, would you like to address the committee regarding your legislation?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to be very brief. I know you were running for another meeting. Every bill sponsor likes to build their own piece of work, their legislation, as non-controversial. And I think I can still say, quite honestly, this bill is non-controversial. It was around for 2 years, the last 2 years, and there was, as far as I know, no opposition expressed whatsoever. It did pass the House by a wide majority vote, and ended up in Senate rules, kind of staying there for pure lack of time and not run into any specific opposition in any Senate committee last year. It basically adds to our already existing program governing hazardous and toxic substances in the workplace an additional 10 items which are not hazardous substances per se. They are what are called physical agents, which include such things as x-rays, microwave radiation, ultraviolet radiation, and 7 additional items, 10 total, of things that are encountered in some occupations and in some workplaces in sufficient dosages to possibly result in health hazards. And health hazards are defined in the bill as acute or chronic significant health impacts from specific exposure to these things. The bill, while it's 6 or 7 pages long, does essentially one thing. It adds to hazardous and toxic substances and those requirements in the workplace for them. It adds to those the category of physical agents. Physical agents are defined in the bill as only these 10 initial things, which are contained in a well-respected document that's put out by the American Conference of Governmental Industrial Hygienists, which are documented health hazards associated with certain substances, and in this case, these physical agents. Any additional physical agents that might be added would have to be by the regulation department and would have to follow findings of this organization and their documentation on known health hazards. So in summary, this adds but a very small piece to an ongoing existing program, but it is an important piece. We have had some anecdotal instances, namely the CLEAR instance, which happened up at the CLEAR Air Force site about 4 or 5 years ago, where people were exposed to microwave radiation. We do have a few occupations and situations in Alaska where knowledge of the hazards associated with these physical agents would go a long way for in the way of preventing accidents and exposures from taking place. And again, this doesn't mandate safety precautions, although we do have in law and in regulation now OSHA standards governing many, if not most, of these. This bill simply adds to our existing law the requirements of information and training in the workplace relative to exposure to these agents. Mr. Chairman, that really concludes my remarks. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Are there any questions for Representative Porchot for members of the committee? Representative Menard.
Through the chair and for Representative Porchot, I think, I don't know what was going on at the CLEAR site, but I think this piece of legislation is a fine piece of legislation, but as a side point, I flew past that one time when I was flying to Wasilla, and my emergency locator beacon went off. I was getting on there, and I figured, man, am I crashing or what? You know, but anyway, there was something coming out there. You know, I landed at Summit.
In the very extensive packets, there's a position paper from the Department of Labor supporting that. We have the legislation. We have a representative from the Department of Labor here today. If anyone in particular would like to question them on that position paper. Are there any further questions for Representative Porchot this time?
I'd like to thank him for the organization of his supporting material. I think the clearest that we've had today.
I'd like to point out, Chair would like to point out for the record, there's extensive backup material already been provided to the committee last week after the committee's review leading to this expedited meeting. Is there anybody on the list to testify? I'd like to ask the members of the committee, if you don't wish to keep your backup material in those packets, that you leave them for staff so they can forward them on to the next committee referral, which is finance. If there's nobody on the record to testify at this time, then I'd entertain a motion. Representative Kupfner?
I would like to move that we pass out House Bill 22 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So be it. And I'd like to note for the record the presence of Representative Copeland and Representative Furness. And we shall pass the House Committee report around for signature. And then we can all move on to room 120 upstairs for a joint meeting with House Judiciary.
I was looking all over.
For the record, the time is 1:24, and this meeting is adjourned.